Congress established the Baldrige Award in 1987 to enhance the competitiveness of U.S. businesses. It's usually reserved for the manufacturing and service industries, as well as small businesses. But this year, the extensive effort to apply business accountability standards to academia put Stout in line for the award. Chancellor Charles Sorensen says under the plan, students are customers who want relevant jobs.
I'm not ashamed of saying that, because they really are the customer. We are a student-centered university, as every university probably is, but we make no bones about the fact that what we want to for this student body is performance excellence, service excellence. They are why we're here, and they're who we serve.
While some in academia complain that this more practical, bottom-line business approach to higher education hurts the theoretical mission of a university education, Sorensen says that's nonsense. He points to the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which pioneered the philosophy.
MIT has done this for 100 years, and they're one of the finest schools in the country today. They rank great with Harvard and Stanford. We're a smaller version of MIT, working closely with corporations, doing a lot of applied research with corporations.
Chancellor Sorensen says because of the Baldrige environment, Stout has almost 600 companies that recruit on campus. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.